Hurricane Irma is well behind us, but the water is not. Many neighborhoods are still under several feet of water. WUSF's Steve Newborn takes you to one along the Alafi River near the unincorporated Hillsborough community of Lithia.
Nancy Chadwick gazed at the water and mud separating her from her daughter's home on Rose Street, shook her head, and said she'd have to come back to check on her later. It was impassable. Chadwick's used to this scene. She lived across the Alafi River on Josie Lane for 28 years.
I've been through this too many times, and I moved the hell out.
Chadwick says Hillsborough County bought her land and returned it to its natural role as a floodplain. She now lives far from the fickle Alafi in Waimama.
We had 28 years and dealing with this, and my prayers are here. I'm just hoping everybody is going to be safe.
This scene where Rose Street disappears into black water is repeated on River Drive and several other streets jutting into the Alafi from Lithia Pinecrest Road. It's also repeated across the state. The Santa Fe River northwest of Gainesville threatened to close down Interstate 75 just as evacuees from Irma are streaming back home. And around the Tampa Bay area, rivers reaching flood stage include the Anclote in Pasco County, the Hillsborough and Little Manatee Rivers in Hillsborough County, the Withlacoochee in Pasco and Hernando counties, the Myakka in Sarasota County, and the Peace River in Hardee and DeSoto counties. The Alafi River has crested at 23 feet and is gradually falling. The National Weather Service reports it's now just over 17 feet above sea level. But that drop is of little consolation to Wendy Zeman. As cicadas struck up a chorus, she pointed to her son's house, where he was busy dumping soggy carpet onto his front porch.
I've been out here since I was 11, 30-something years. And this is the third flood I've been through out here. And this is the worst, but you just don't get used to it. It's just, I mean, you know it's coming. You know there's a possibility. You can prepare for it, but then it never sets until afterwards.
Still, Zeman says disasters like this seem to bring out the best in people. They've had food brought in from several restaurants, and people from the nearby Fishhawk community donated money, food, and cleaning supplies. Mark Austin, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Ruskin, says residents may be able to soon dry out. He says that's because the worst flooding usually takes place after storms pass through.
It generally does take about 24 to 48 hours, so we tend to see a little bit of a lag between that heavy rain and the river flooding, which is, you know, contrary to aerial flooding or flash flooding we receive during the heavy rainfall event.
Austin says these crests are like large lumbering swells that move slowly downriver, so it can be a week before levels return to normal.
When we do have a hurricane approaching or a tropical storm or even just a tropical depression, it doesn't take a powerful hurricane to cause major river flooding concerns. It's really important that people have a predetermined location that they're going to evacuate to if they live close to those rivers and in the flood area.
He says the Hillsborough River is about to crest, but that will impact few people since most of the river floodplain has been set aside as preserved areas. That can't be said for places such as the Anclote in Pasco County, where several neighborhoods remain flooded. Zeman says people here in the Alafi aren't about to let a storm like Irma uproot them.
But I mean, the people that choose to stay, it's because they've been here so long. It's just their community and everybody's family out here.
And even though sunny skies have returned, the ground for many Tampa Bay area residents remains a soggy mess. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.